Paul Pushker, Vivacious Award.
She knows the job and won't let me get it done. She's probably my best hope.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Vivacious Award drove to the lead in Vivacious Award. She was on the deck an hour ago. Tatum Bull, she's in the winner's circle now.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha, we do. And we've got two meetings today. We're at Werribee this afternoon. Cranbourne tonight. I think we've got a winner in the wings, Whitey. What can you tell me?
So close at the moment.
Yeah, we're thereabouts.
We are.
The eye's okay, just not fully sharpened.
Paul Downs is the Werribee track manager. He joins us. It's been a little bit of sort of rain overnight. I wonder how much Werribee got. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we had half a mil overnight, so just enough to settle the dust, basically, or not even that, really. So they've tipped us some showers for later on today, so, we'll see whether we get them or not.
I would imagine, considering the rain that's fallen over the week, you don't have to put any water on it, though.
We actually put 3 mils on last night.
Oh, okay.
We've only had 7 mils in the last 7 days, so yeah, the way the wind's dried out. So, yeah, pentrometer's 5.2 for this morning.
All right, so 5.2, does that put it in the 4 range?
Yes, good 4.
Good 4. And the rail position?
Rail's in the true position.
Rail true. So you happy?
Yep. That should be all right.
All right, terrific, Paul. Thanks very much.
Okay. No worries, thank you.
Good stuff, Downsy. Paul Downs, Werribee track manager. What about Cranbourne tonight?
We have got this information. Out 9 metres the entire circuit. Currently a soft 5, weather overcast, penetrometer sitting at 5.39, but again, we've got that reading now. It's still 12 hours until they race, so it might change between now and then. We'll have all the information on RSN.
No doubt we will. Check your local guides for that one. Lloyd Kennywell's got 3 at Werribee today for us at Spendthrift Park. Joins us on the early mail. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, boys.
Great to have you with us, and you're a busy man today. 3, and you haven't timed the 3 well. You've got early races and late races. You've got to work this better next time.
Yeah, I wish I could program it better.
Let's have a look at your runners. Race 1, number 8, Cassatt, is a first starter, a no-nay-never filly. Oh, I'm into this no-nay-never fella. He seems to go all right. 1,100 metres to your old maiden. What can you tell us about Cassatt's work at home?
Yeah, look, she's been jumping out well at Caulfield. And like most of them, though, she's going to the races for the first time. So we've drawn a good barrier. We're hoping she can jump cleanly and put herself there somewhere, and see. Should run well.
So on the speed and sort of see how she goes?
Yeah, I would think so. She won her last jump out leading, and she looked pretty good in that. I think there's a few in there that don't go too bad, but she'll be right in the thick of things, hopefully.
Right, that's race 1, number 8, Cassatt. Race 2, number 6, Strategy, is jumping out of barrier 5 today, and very, very firm in the markets. 3 runs in its career, finished second last time out at Cranbourne, just missed over the 1,000 metres, up to the 1,100 today, and in the tomato sauce sort of stuff today on the tote. Can you tell us why?
Yeah, look, let's hope he justifies the short quote. He was pretty good first up. He probably bumped into a smart one, and they gapped the third horse, and looks like he's trained on well since then. And, he runs into the right race today. There's definitely not a great deal of depth to it. And if he can run up to that last start, I would think he'd be pretty hard to beat. And Danny O'Brien's probably the one to beat.
Righto. So that's race 2, number 6, $1.65 of the tab at the early markets. And then you've got race 8, number 16. You've got to wait a while. Race 8, number 16, Una Veloce, which is Italian for a quick one. I Googled that during the break. And first up today, hasn't won first up, and about $9 in the market. Any chance?
Yeah, look, she's a good chance. In a race that hopefully a few more scratchings come out before 7:30, I would think that she's a horse that's drawn well. She does run well fresh, boys, and we're just probably hoping for a little bit more juice in the track. That was probably the only question mark I had there, but she's in good order and has trialled up really well leading into this.
Righto. So we've got $1.65 pop, Cassatt's $3.20, and we've got Una Veloce's $9. I need just something on my dollar return. What can you do for us today, Lloyd?
Let's go for the value. I like Una Veloce in the last.
Righto.
Wow.
Very happy about
the win or the place?
The win.
Well, we're not there to run a place, are we? We want to try and get the money.
Correct. This is why we go to Lloyd for this
sort of
stuff.
We could have gone the shorty, the win, into the last, the place.
No, we're going $9 the win, and we're going to be happy about it, and we're going to cheer at home and punch the air hard is what we're going to do. Lloyd, we appreciate your insight. We look forward to punching the air really hard.
Thanks, boys.
Lloyd Kennywell with 3 runners today at Werribee. We'll take it. Race 8, number 16, Una Veloce. A quick one. Like, it's in the name. Like, actually, we can't lose. Una Veloce. A quick one. That's our early mail special today, race 8, number 16 at Werribee. Good luck if you're getting involved. We're going to find out more about the winnings and the way we can get winners on the weekend after 7 o'clock, because Dean Lester and Nick Quinn are going to join us for the Friday form at Caulfield. Don't go anywhere.